Well, data protection is and always has been. In the Naomi Campbell case, there was data protection was part of it. The courts awarded £50 for the intrusion into the data protection because a newspaper becomes a data controller. It processes personal data, and as such, it needs to comply with the Act, which means that there are safeguards for individuals, not companies, but individuals' private information, which would be medical information, indeed what they looked like. But there are journalistic exceptions that can be deployed. Basically, it's a sort of public interest style approach that is taken. And so if you are dealing with people's images on an occasion that is not a private, not a public occasion, but a private one, obviously on a pitch, playing football, very public, on a red carpet, very public, in a kitchen, up to no good, then there may be a reasonable expectation of privacy, both in privacy and under the Data Protection Act.
So the data is his image, perhaps, in that instance?
It could be his image, but it could equally be records, for example, his medical records, or, you know, the Manchester United Football Club's file on him. That is data that is protected, and that material must be treated fairly, and there's a presumption that it should not be published or broadcast, unless it's, as it were, already in the public domain. But one has to say it's a legal remedy, but it isn't really worth very much. So journalists need to be aware of it, but not, as it were, obsess about it.